All right, you freedom-loving Americans, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report.
It's your one-stop shop for truth and conservative comedy.
That's right, folks. Season 2, Episode 23. Caleb and Grace are here to serve up a hearty plate of facts ETS with a side of LOLs.
We're cutting through the liberal noise.
You got it. Delivering the news that really matters.
Straight to you.
Now, before we get started, let's give a big shout-out to our amazing listeners.
The Trump train riders, the Elon believers.
And, of course, all you DOGE coin diamond hams out there.
You guys are the best.
You're the reason we do this.
We love bringing you the real news.
Exposing the woke madness and the Democrat doomsday prophecies.
Speaking of woke madness.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we are diving deep into the world of government efficiency.
Specifically, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Otherwise known as DOGE.
And trust me, folks, this is going to be good.
Very good.
So buckle up, Buttercup. Let's get into it. But first, a quick reminder. This show wouldn't be possible without your amazing support.
Seriously, folks. We need you.
Subscribing to the Daily DOGE Report is only 99 cents a month. Less than your daily coffee. Okay, maybe a little more these days thanks to Bidenflation, but still a bargain.
Share this deep dive with your friends, your family.
Your neighbors, your dog walker. Help us spread the truth and keep this show on the air.
Because if we don't hit our goals by the end of the month.
Well, let's just say we might have to get real jobs.
And nobody wants that.
So hit that subscribe button. Tell a friend.
And let's get this deep dive rolling.
All right, so let's talk DOGE. What exactly is this department all about?
Well, DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, was established in January 2025.
Thanks to some forward thinking from President Trump.
With the goal of, well, making the government more efficient.
No kidding. You mean actually doing something useful with taxpayer money?
That's the idea. DOGE is tasked with modernizing technology across all federal agencies.
You know, dragging the government kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Precisely. It's all about streamlining processes, cutting waste, and saving money.
Speaking of saving money, DOGE has been making some serious headlines lately.
They've been busy terminating contracts.
And slashing wasteful spending like it's going out of style.
Oh, and they have a secret weapon.
You mean Elon Musk?
Exactly. He's a senior advisor to the department, and let's face it, he's the brains behind the operation.
Well, he does have a knack for efficiency. Just look at Tesla and SpaceX.
This whole thing was actually formalized through Executive Order 14158.
Signed by President Trump on January 20th, 2025. A glorious day for America.
This order also established the USDS.
The US DOGE service.
And the USDSTO.
That's the US DOGE service temporary organization.
Now, it's important to note that DOGE has a temporary mandate.
Like a SWAT team against bureaucracy.
It's set to conclude on July 4th, 2026.
So they've got a deadline, a ticking clock to clean up the mess.
Let's take a look at some of their accomplishments.
Okay, folks, get ready for this. On March 26, 2025, the Department of Labor went on a contract killing spree. They canceled a whopping $577 million in grants.
Saving taxpayers a cool $237 million.
Now, some of these grants, let's just say they were questionable. We're talking $10 million for Mexican workplace gender equity. Seriously.
There was also $12.2 million for South American worker empowerment.
And $6.25 million for worker respect. Apparently, you can buy respect with taxpayer money. Who knew?
This raises some interesting questions about how federal resources are allocated internationally.
You think? I mean, shouldn't we be focusing on American workers first?
It's a valid point.
And it gets better.
On the same day, the Department of Labor also terminated 113 other contracts.
For a total savings of $3.3 billion. Billion.
With a B.
One example that caught our eye was a $145,000 USDA contract for climate change activities in Peru.
Seriously. Peru, I mean, we're all for being good global citizens.
But American taxpayer dollars should be prioritizing American issues.
Preach!
And the contract terminations didn't stop there.
Oh, no. This is just the tip of the iceberg. On March 22nd, the Department of Defense, you know, the folks with the notoriously bloated budgets, they got in on the action.
And terminated over $580 million in contracts. Including one particularly egregious HRIT program.
This program was a whopping 780% over budget.
And 5 years behind schedule. I mean, talk about government inefficiency.
This raises concerns about systemic issues within government procurement and project management.
No kidding. It's like trying to build a rocket ship with duct tape and paper clips.
And then there's NASA.
You mean the folks who are supposed to be exploring the final frontier?
On March 21st, NASA eliminated approximately 80% of its unused purchasing cards.
80%? That's a lot of plastic. What were they buying with those things? Alien souvenirs?
And they also terminated around $420 million in contracts, including one for $45 million for change management consultants.
You know, the people you hire to tell you to change things that probably should have been done right in the first place.
It seems like NASA might have had some internal spending issues.
You know. But hey, at least they're finally addressing it. Better late than never, right?
And the savings just kept coming. On March 20th, another 105 contracts were terminated,
saving taxpayers a cool $580 million, including a $1.03 million NSF fitness contract.
I wonder what kind of fitness programs they were funding.
Government-sponsored jazzercise classes.
Maybe.
And then on March 17th, they axed 44 more contracts,
saving an estimated $640 million. This included a $465,000 DOD horticultural contract.
Were they growing organic grenades? I mean, seriously, what is going on here?
It seems like DOGE is on a mission to weed out wasteful spending wherever they find it.
No kidding. And they're not stopping at just contracts.
DOGE has also been tackling administrative inefficiencies.
Oh, yeah. Think of it like a massive spring cleaning for the entire federal government.
For example, they launched a pilot program that deactivated around 298,000 unused government credit cards by March 23rd.
And then the USDA joined the party. As part of an ongoing audit, they deactivated about 315,000 more. They started with a staggering 4.6 million active cards.
That's a lot of credit.
Talk about a government spending spree. It's like everyone in Washington had their own platinum card to the taxpayer vault.
This highlights a serious lack of oversight and control when it comes to government credit cards.
Well, thankfully, DOGE is cracking down on that.
They're also cleaning up the Social Security system. By March 24th, they had marked 7 million Social Security number holders aged 120 and over as deceased.
You know, while we appreciate a long life, statistically speaking, if you're over 120, you're probably not cashing those Social Security checks anymore.
Ensuring the accuracy of Social Security records is crucial for preventing fraud and maintaining the integrity of the system.
And speaking of fraud, the Small Business Administration is finally getting its act together.
As of March 23rd, they're now requiring a date of birth on all loan applications.
Seems pretty basic, right?
They're also putting a stop to loans for anyone under 18.
Or over 120.
It's a common sense measure that should have been in place all along.
I mean, come on, people. Even the DOGE AI account on X called them out on it.
They suggested that any recovered funds from fraud prevention should be redirected to veterans and Main Street businesses.
Which sounds like a fantastic idea to us. And of course, we can't talk about DOGE without giving a shout out to the man himself, Elon Musk.
He's been actively involved in promoting transparency and keeping the public informed about DOGE's progress.
Back in November 2024, he promised to post all DOGE actions online. And he's been doing just that. On March 26th, he even posted about DOGE tackling medical fraud.
Followed by another post simply stating, "More of your tax dollars saved."
Gotta love that.
Straight to the point.
No nonsense.
Yeah.
Just results. That's what we need more of in Washington.
Speaking of nonsense, DOGE recently dissolved the Federal Consulting Group.
Which, let's be honest, sounds like a fancy name for a bunch of bureaucrats who do nothing but waste money.
They were apparently brokering $75 million for surveys.
Surveys? Seriously? I mean, what kind of vital information were they gathering?
And they had their sights set on another $830 million. Thankfully, DOGE shut them down on March 19th.
Good riddance, I say. Now, for a story that's both hilarious and infuriating. Apparently, Brew Rollins over at the USDA stumbled upon a box of, get this, woke seeds.
Woke seeds.
Yes, woke seeds. Not seeds for, you know, actual food. The seeds specifically for growing diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility at USDA.
Really?
The box even had a slogan, "If you can be anything, be inclusive at USDA."
Well, that's something.
It's like they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're openly using taxpayer money to promote their woke agenda.
This certainly highlights the clash between different priorities and perspectives within government agencies.
Yeah, some people want to focus on growing food, and others want to focus on growing wokeness.
It's a debate that's likely to continue.
No kidding. And speaking of controversial topics, President Trump recently hinted at potentially pursuing criminal charges against Planned Parenthood.
And the administration has frozen tens of millions in federal funds while they investigate whether that money was being used for DEI efforts.
Now, look, we know this is a sensitive issue.
And we respect the fact that there are strong opinions on both sides.
But at the end of the day, we believe in accountability.
And ensuring that taxpayer dollars are used responsibly.
And that includes holding organizations like Planned Parenthood accountable for how they spend those dollars.
This is a complex issue with deep moral and ethical implications.
No doubt about it. And it's one that will continue to be debated for years to come.
Shifting gears a bit, public media is once again under scrutiny.
You mean NPR and PBS, those bastions of unbiased reporting.
House Republicans are demanding that they justify their continued taxpayer funding.
And they're not just talking.
The House is Delivering on Government Efficiency Subcommittee held a hearing with the CEOs of both NPR and PBS.
See, DOGE's influence is spreading. But seriously, folks, you know this is an uphill battle. Republicans have been trying to defund public media for decades.
And they've faced significant resistance.
It's like trying to teach a woke liberal to love freedom. It's just not going to happen.
But at least they're trying.
Yeah, I give them credit for that.
Now, in other news, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has resigned.
Yeah, remember him? He came in during the whole mail-in ballot fiasco.
He had a 10-year reform plan in place.
But the USPS still lost a staggering $9.5 billion in fiscal year 2024.
So clearly something's not working.
Deputy Postmaster General Doug Tolino is stepping in for now. But the bigger question is, what's the future of the Postal Service?
Especially in the digital age.
I mean, do we really need snail mail anymore?
It's a question worth asking.
And it's one that President Trump and Elon Musk are apparently discussing.
There's talk of either privatizing the USPS.
Or maybe even merging it with the Department of Commerce.
Naturally, the Democrats are up in arms about this.
They love their government-run institutions.
But at the end of the day, we need to be realistic.
If something's not working, if it's costing taxpayers billions of dollars, it's time to reevaluate.
And speaking of reevaluation, the General Services Administration recently downsized its list of non-core government properties to be sold off.
They went from 443 properties down to just 8.
And guess what? None of those properties are in Washington, D.C.
Shocking, right.
Their explanation was that they're taking a more incremental approach.
Yeah, right. More like they realized they were about to sell off half of D.C. to the highest bidder.
It's a bit of a head scratcher.
You could say that again.
And finally, the CDC is finally pulling back $11.4 billion in pandemic-related funding.
Nearly 2 years after Biden declared the pandemic over.
Better late than never, I suppose.
But you can bet there will be plenty of people crying foul over this.
People who got used to that sweet, sweet government money.
And who are now going to have to find, gasp, real jobs. The horror.
So what's the takeaway from all of this?
Well, it's clear that the push for government efficiency is real.
From DOGE's contract terminations and administrative cleanup efforts to broader initiatives targeting woke spending and Planned Parenthood funding, it's clear that priorities are shifting.
We're seeing a move towards fiscal conservatism.
And a reevaluation of the role of government.
And that's a good thing.
Every dollar saved, every instance of waste eliminated, that's a win for the American taxpayer.
It means more money in your pocket.
And a more accountable government.
But the question remains, are these changes just a temporary blip?
Or are they the start of a real, lasting transformation?
Only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure, we'll be here to report on it every step of the way.
That's right. So make sure you subscribe to the Daily DOGE Report.
For just 99 cents a month, you can stay informed
and entertained
with all the latest news and commentary from a conservative perspective.
And remember, if we don't hit our goals by the end of the month, we might be forced to get real jobs.
And nobody wants that.
So hit that subscribe button. Tell a friend.
And join the fight for truth, freedom, and efficiency.
Until next time, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay hilarious.
God bless America.
And God bless DOGE.